Good morning, Dean. I think I like this this Will Smith story today. You know, I was talking about how he should be donating tens of thousands of dollars to various charities, especially Chris Rock's favorite charities. But this sounds cool.
This is okay too. Yeah, where he's donating money to get people to watch his movie, Emancipation, which is I think a really good movie. You know, it was only in theaters for a week, and now is on Apple TV Plus. Will Smith is concerned about that, so what he has announced that he's going to do is pay for 2 months of free Apple TV Plus for anybody who signs up for it, so they can watch his movie, and in, you know, the time that they have the free Apple TV Plus, they can also watch whatever they want with that. If you want to sign up for it, you go to apple.com/willgift. apple.com/willgift. Compliments, much like, he gave Chris Rock compliments of Will Smith.
I saw the video of this incident at a Patti LaBelle concert, and everything ended up okay, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. This was disturbing and not too far from us, up at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. Patti had started a Christmas concert that she was doing. All of a sudden, her security people come on stage, and they're trying to remove her from the stage and take her out. She doesn't know what's going on, clearly, in this video. You know, she's asking what's going on. The audience doesn't know what's going on. Turns out that a bomb threat was called in to the theater, and out of precaution, they decided to evacuate the theater. So they got Patti off the stage. They got the audience out of the theater. They evacuated the building. Canine units were brought in. No explosive devices, no bombs, no nothing was found. Thankfully, nobody was injured. And now they're going to see if they can figure out a way to get Patti LaBelle back to do a show for the fans who paid for tickets.
All weekend, wherever I went, Dean, people were asking about the show Marianne and I saw Friday night, Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah. And I was wondering about that as you were trying to pawn off to your wife to everybody so you didn't have to go.
They heard us talking about it.
Did you wind up liking it?
Well, you know what? First of all, you can't go by me when it comes to theater. I'm such a Philistine. Or is it Philistine? I don't even know. See, I'm a barbarian. But based on what my wife thought, I think younger, and I agree, younger audiences are going to like this because of the story. And they'll be more open to the music and not be comparing it to Phantom of the Opera or some Andrew Lloyd Webber show or The Lion King. Because I thought the story was really strong, and I didn't leave humming a lot of the music. I don't know if that was as memorable as the story, but I shouldn't be reviewing these things anyway. I should leave that to you.
You should definitely not.
And Marianne. Yeah.
You should definitely not.
But I know you loved it, right?
I'd loved it, and that song You Will Be Found, which is
that's
the highlight. Even when the sun comes shining,
and that's a good one.
I love that song.
And the guy who's on stage practically for the whole show, who's a Chicagoan, he's terrific.
Yeah, he is fantastic. James Norman, I believe his name is, originally from Decatur, but cut his teeth on the Chicago theater scene before then going to New York and, you know, doing lots of things now as the star of this national show. Maybe younger people might appreciate different aspects of Dear Evan Hansen more, because it's also the story is also told through very clever staging, through texting, through technology, things like that.
Yeah, it is a really impressive production.
Yeah, but I think the story of being the odd kid in high school, being the one that, high school bullying, telling lies, things like that, all pretty universal. I think a lot of people went through all of that. So I think it's a very uplifting show, ultimately. And it's going to be here in Chicago through the end of the year, just a little past the January 1st. So if you, you know, get a chance, the Niederlander Theater, just don't go with Bob.
Yeah.
How does Marianne do? I mean, do you sit there like falling asleep, or what's the experience like in the Bob and Marianne Theater going?
She gave me an elbow to the ribs once or twice.
We'll
say that. But I did go. Dean didn't go with her. John Williams didn't go with her. I did go.
Believe me, he was like, he offered me $100,000 at one point.
It's a very relatable story. Go see it. I did bring in a box of Junior Mints to the play Friday. I made sure I had something to keep me going there.
They are very refreshing.
It did help. Yeah,
very refreshing.
Did the Golden Globe nominations come out yet?
Yes, they did. Just a few minutes ago, actually. There were no Golden Globes last year, if you remember. There was a big scandal within the organization that puts them on, the Hollywood Film Critics Association, that they say that they've got worked out. I don't know. All I know is that we've got some nominations that are out this morning. For the Golden Globes, they award Best Movies and Best Television. The nominees for Best Drama this year, many of these haven't even opened in the Chicago area yet, like Avatar, The Way of Water, that'll open on Friday. The Elvis movie was nominated for Best Drama, interestingly. I'll explain why I think it should be in a different category in a second. The Fablemans, the Steven Spielberg movie, for Best Drama. Tar, starring Kate Blanchett, an amazing movie. And Top Gun Maverick got a nomination for Best Motion Picture Drama. Now, their other category for movies, Best Picture Musical or Comedy. Now, why would you put a movie about Elvis in the drama category when half the movie is Elvis singing? It should be in the musical category.
Yeah.
One of my many problems with the Golden Globes. But the nominees are Babylon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, and Triangle of Sadness. They also give out awards for Best Television, for Best Television Musical or Comedy, Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, and also the new Netflix hit Wednesday. For Best Drama, the nominees are, hang on a second, they're right here, right at my fingertips.
He's opening the envelope now.
Hang on 1 second here. I believe we've got, hold on, someone's about to come and slap me on stage. Wait a minute, hold on. No, for Best Drama for TV, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of the Dragon, and Ozark.
Floyd Brown passed away. He was 92. He worked for WGN TV and WGN Radio from 1971 all the way to 1999. And Dean, I know you have a lot to say about Floyd as well.
Yeah, let's just remember, if you don't remember his name, certainly you will remember his very recognizable voice.
Chicago, unaccustomed of late to sports championships, nonetheless earned a title early in 1973. Hirsch won the state high school basketball championship, beating Nutrier East for the Class AA championship at Champaign-Urbana. Hirsch broke the tight game open in the third quarter. They won going away.
Floyd was, he was an announcer here at WGN. He was a sportscaster. He hosted a variety of different talk shows. On WGN Radio, he hosted the Floyd Brown Show, which featured jazz, which highlighted his vast knowledge of jazz. And he always had interesting guests on the program. He had an investment segment on the program. He was born in Dallas, came to the Chicago area to study at Northwestern. Study accounting was going to be his first choice. We got sidetracked into radio and worked for a couple of different suburban stations, really breaking the color barrier at many of these stations before getting hired as an announcer at WMAQ Radio. Floyd's son, Keith, texted me this morning and said that he remembers going down to WMAQ with his dad and a young page named Bob Surratt helped him go get a candy bar out of the vending machine.
Well, I don't remember that, but I'll tell you something. I met Floyd when I was an NBC page. This is back in the late 60s, I'm thinking, something like that. And you know what? When you're a lowly member of the guide staff, giving tours, answering calls, and basically you're a gopher, you really learn who the good people are. And Floyd treated me like a king. I mean, he was so nice, such a great friend. He really became a close pal, and we can talk all day about his impressive career and everything he did on TV and radio. But to me, it's all about the first class gentleman he was, and so kind, always with a smile. Can't say enough good things about Floyd. I loved him, and I was so happy that when I was doing Chicago Tonight, Floyd was doing a program for WTTW, and I kind of caught up with him again and ran into him over there, and it was just terrific. And he was, as always, interested in you, and I can't say enough great things about this man.
Yeah, me too. A great professional, but the nicest guy that there is. He really, I worked with him when I first came to WGN. I was an announcer, and he was, so he kind of showed me the ropes and got me going, and always sort of looked after me a little bit, and I always appreciated that. The last time that I saw him was 2016, when both he and I were inducted into the WGN Walk of Fame that was outside Tribune Tower. And he was there with his beautiful wife and family.
Yeah, Betty, yeah.
And he's married for 67 years to Betty. And just a lovely couple, very active in their community of Elgin.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a great guy. I will always have a smile on my face when I think about Floyd Brown.
Yeah, 92, and again, a very impressive career, trailblazing, but more impressive and more importantly, an unbelievably
really
wonderful
decent,
human being.
Decent guy, right.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you.